Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, and we're going to be visiting about some events coming up. And so first of all, with the Chamber, Megan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, LaVon. How are you?
Good. Megan, this is, I don't know, second or third year for this park event that's coming up?
It is. This is the third year for the Third Thursday Summer Concert Series, so it's kind of a good year for us. You know, last year we debated on whether or not to continue the program, and a board member stepped forward and decided it was worth it. We needed to give it another year and see how it would go, and we were very thankful that they did that because it just grew another level. And so this year we're excited to have our third anniversary year, and third Thursdays of June, July, and August we will have music in City Park.
Okay, and so coming up here pretty soon, June 21st will be the first one, an exciting time. Who's the music going to be?
We are featuring Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab at our June 21st event. They are a country and blues group. They have a lot of country music covers that they sing, as well as some original music. And so we have folks that are in that group from Adair, from Atlantic here. So they're pretty local, and they're kind of just now getting started. If you heard at the fair, it would have been a year or two ago, they had a Cluckerbilly or something like that group. Some of the same group members are in this Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab band that we're featuring. So we're really excited to have them. They're going to come back and see us in October at our Harvest Fest as well.
Okay. Well, it's kind of nice to see our local talent and to be able to hear what's going on. You know, sometimes we don't really know about that talent that's out there, so it's great to have that locally. Emily Kringle, who is dietitian for the Cass County Memorial Hospital, has added a bit. We're adding a bit to this, I know, with some help, Emily. So let's talk about the other part, music in the park, and now you're adding.
Produce in the park is as a kind of a brainstorming idea that the Cass County Food Policy Council came up with this early this year to kind of promote their vision or goal of offering more local foods to the public and getting that word out there, so that we're going to have local talent and we're going to have some local foods. We're trying to get some of that. We're not in competition with any of the markets. We just want to provide another venue. So we've been kind of going to the farmers markets and seeing if any of the farmers there want to also have another opportunity. And we've gotten several people committed. We also have approached two local restaurants that are going to provide some food that night in the park. It will be the Downtowner and Joy's Sweet Shop. And at this point, they're planning to do it all three Thursday nights.
So people can come, have their evening meal, bring their kids, play in the park, listen in the park, eat in the park. I mean, gosh, this is getting to be quite an event. Where did this idea come from, Emily?
Well, I think it came from several people. At the food policy meetings, several of the members brought up, well, maybe we should try to make some of the farmers markets more like a festival. And Creston has done a very good job of that. And then I'd noticed when I'd been on vacation, even small communities had sort of it was an event when the farmers market was held. So we thought maybe we could piggyback on already having a crowd with the music festival to try to bring in some of the food, and maybe it will be a synergistic relationship and help both the chamber and the local foods.
And because I think we do have to give credit, several people have tried to add some things to the farmers markets in the past, and it's not been very successful. So here you're already building on something that's been successful.
Right, and LaVon, you and I have worked together a long, long time, and it's hard to remember that, but it's really good to build on things that you already have and not try to reinvent everything. So I'm really hopeful that this will be a great relationship.
Mm-hmm. Megan, we didn't talk about time, and you know, you talked about park, and I suppose just in case somebody doesn't know, we better mention which park.
It is the City Park at 6th and Chestnut, and the Third Thursday Concert Series will start at 5:30 this month. Next month it'll be at 6. And again, we have a caricature artist coming, which is something new as well, so that will just add to the atmosphere. Thursday night is when our downtown merchants stay open a little later. You know, we should have just a really buzzing little downtown area Third Thursdays here in Atlantic this year.
Okay, so when you mentioned this artist coming, it's not necessarily I say just, you know, it's more just food and just music. You've got a couple of other things going on too.
We do. We're just trying to build on it. Again, we kind of took the idea with adding produce in the park another step and just tried to find something else we could add to make it even more fun for families. So caricatures will be available.
Are you open to other possibilities at this time? If somebody said, hey, I'd like to come and, I'm not sure, do what? Acrobatics. I don't know. Just, you know, are you still open to that possibility, even though this is about a week away?
Absolutely we are, and we would be happy to visit with anyone about it. You know, we just need a little heads up of who's going to be there, so we'd appreciate a phone call down here at the chamber, but we'd be happy to have you.
Yeah.
We also have applications down at the chamber, and they will be available online for produce in the park, because even though it's free to come and display, we do have an application that needs to be filled out for liability reasons and that sort of thing, so they'll be available anytime now.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there was a fee, and you just said no, there is not a fee to be a part of this whole event. So, Emily, you know, what are you looking for here? You've in terms of food, is there any particular kinds of thing? You've mentioned the restaurants. Other kinds of things you're looking for?
We just talked about, we're pretty open. We would take jams and jellies, fresh produce, some baked goods. It's kind of open, but we would rather not be surprised who's coming, and we do have an application that's available through the chamber online, and the farmers markets have been, applications have been presented to them. One thing I think is very important, yes, it is at the city park, and we're kind of thinking the vendors would be on the north side of the park. There's a great place there, shady, and it should work out really well. Mm-hmm. I do believe the Cass County Food Policy Council is also going to have a little booth there to talk about the program Local Dirt, which helps connect producers and purchasers of local foods.
Vendors, I'm assuming, do need to bring their own table or whatever it is they need to put out their supplies.
Exactly. And I think most people are used to that if they've already participated in other farmers markets. But they need their own table. I think it will be shady enough. They shouldn't need a tent. But if they have that and it might sprinkle, maybe that would be a good thing. Let's hope it doesn't sprinkle.
Well, I'm not sure anymore. I'm saying anytime it'll sprinkle, hey, it's going to be welcome no matter what we are doing. So, Megan, how does this music come about? I'm assuming you have a special committee that kind of works on this event.
We really don't, LaVon. You know, since our first year, we have just been contacted by lots of different local groups and performers interested in being there. And so that has made our job pretty easy so far. Down the road, if we start to struggle to come up with new, fresh faces to perform, we might have to look into a committee.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you mentioned time. Why don't you give the time again?
5:30 at Chestnut and 6th Street City Park here in Atlantic, featuring Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab. We're just really excited to have them, and I think it's going to be a great kickoff to our third Thursday events.
Mm-hmm. How long does the music usually last?
They usually play a couple hours, and if the crowd sticks around, they are willing to play longer. And we also have the backup. If it does rain, the Elks Lodge has offered their facilities. So if it's raining that night, we aren't sure about the produce in the park and where we're going to put those folks or if they're going to want to stick around. But the concert will go on over at the Elks.
Okay. Okay. Farmers, the market is going to open before the concert, about 4:30. To 7-ish. So you could come, look around, get something to eat, and then be ready for the music.
Okay, good point. And if you can't get there till 6, it's not like you're going to miss out on everything because it's going on. So it's a very, I guess just friendly to people's schedules.
Come and go, bring your picnic blanket or your lawn chairs. We do have some picnic tables, but they tend to fill up pretty quickly. So bring something comfy to sit on, and we can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it should be really great. And it's so exciting to try something new. Emily?
Oh, yeah, I can't be more pleased. You know, I think a lot of us have brainstormed on this and kind of fantasized that this could happen, and it's so exciting that it's going to happen.
Okay. And I guess one other question about vendors. You know, you've talked about people who come to the farmers markets. I'm assuming you don't have to have been involved in a farmers market if you want to come bring your produce.
You don't, but we are requesting liability insurance.
Okay.
And if you have questions about that, you could call me, Emily Kringle, or Megan, and some people that do farmers markets all the time are very familiar with that. And if you aren't, you could call your own homeowner's insurance and ask about that.
Yeah, they might be covered.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Especially, we usually aren't talking about huge dollar items here, yeah. Especially crafts.
Okay, so if you have any questions about whether you want to be involved with this event coming up on June 21st, Megan, how do they get a hold of you?
243-3017, or you can email us at chamber@atlanticiowa.com.
And also look at your website.
AtlanticIowa.com, the application for our food vendors, the produce vendors will be listed there, as well as the schedule for the third Thursdays and the times if you can't remember.
Okay. And Emily, how do they get a hold of you if they have a question?
They can call me at 249-4708, or they can call me at the hospital, 3250.
Okay, thank you very much to Emily Kringle and Megan Roberts for visiting with us this morning. Until next time, here's a thought. Life's most important decisions are made with monosyllables. Yes and no.